It's midday.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria in my King 33, Johannesburg 32, and Malahleni 26 grade.
Not a good start to the roads this afternoon. We've had a fatal crash. Mabopane Highway, fatal crash between Roslyn Road and the N4. There's delays and diversions. We've still got the big backup in Midrand. There was a stationary truck on the N1 north at New Road.
Die waarnemende Gauteng se premier en LER vir paai en vervoer, Kidibonni Kialitlabela, sê die polisie het 'n mandaat om op voedselvervaardigers te fokus aangesien gevalle van vernemende voedselvergiftiging toeneem. Sy het die gesinne van twee leerders van 'n skool in Katlehong besoek. Hulle is dood nadat hulle lekkernye geëet het wat hulle by 'n plaaslike spanswinkel gekoop het en kos wat hierdie skool verskaf is.
So we are saying to South Africans that have outsourced their facilities, their garages, their homes, to people to run spaza shops. Let's also take responsibility and make sure that whoever is selling anything, we are aware what is it that they are selling. We really need to impose law and order.
Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Majondina, sê Gauteng staar nie 'n droogte in die gesig nie, maar het uitdagings met watersekuriteit. Die ministerie doen 'n beroep op munisipaliteite en waterbeperkings in te stel en stelsels te verbeter.
We set out created a platform for water secure Gauteng. The platform is currently raising funds which will be used for a major public communication and awareness campaign in the province regarding the need to use water sparingly.
Die polisie het bevestig dat een van die mans wat by die moord op omstrede sakeman Mark Lifman verbind word, lid van die polisie se spesiale taakspan was. Johannes Jacobs en Gert Besuidenhout het gister vlugtig in die George Landeros Hof verskyn op aanklagte van moord. Die 57-jarige Lifman is Sondag doodgeskiet. Die Weskaapse polisiekommissaris Tembisile Patakile sê nog arrestasies is moontlik.
Left the police somewhere in 1998 or something from the special task force, but he's been away from the police for some time, and what we believe is that he's worked for PPA security in Cape Town. That's what we know for now.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die Britse regering het planne onthul om rook naby skole, kinderspeelgronde en hospitale in Engeland te verbied. Die komende wetsontwerp wat aan die parlement voorgelê word, sal ook enige iemand wat 15 jaar en jonger voert om sigarette te koop. En Amerika se vise-president Kamala Harris en oud-president Donald Trump bepaal steeds oorwinnings in sommige state volgens die jongste uitslag van Harris in Colorado en Washington DC, asook New York en Trump in Ohio en Louisiana. Trump sê hy sal wen.
No, I feel very confident and it looks like Republicans have shown up in force. So, we'll see how it turns out. Look, I ran a great campaign. I think it was maybe the best of the three. We did great in the first one. We did much better in the second one, but something happened. And I would say this was the best campaign.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The acting Gauteng Premier and Roads and Transport MEC, Kidibonni Kialitlabela, says police have been given a mandate to focus on food manufacturers as cases of suspected food poisoning are on the rise.
Sheesh. Get it sorted out. Look after the kids. Before we go any further, I just want to tell you there's more traffic issues. Bedford View's got queuing traffic, N12, R24 West on both routes towards Galoolies. Don't know why, but it doesn't look good. Oh boy. So it looks like Trumpies and the Republicans have got this one sewn up. I mean, it's a runaway at the moment. The Electoral College votes, it's Donald Trump 267 and Harris only there on 224. So it looks like it's going to be a big, big winning for the Republicans. Big win in Pennsylvania as well. That's and of course, as we expected, even though the results haven't been announced, already the financial...